You may be seated. I don't know if he knows this or not, but when Kurt was doing the children's sermon, he was actually, it reminded me of something that I heard one time, that God's name is actually Andy. Did you know that? Because of that song, "And he walks with me and he talks with me." Right? And when he heard that first service, I laughed because I said, God's name is Andy. All right. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, I thank you for this time together as the people of God, and thank you for your word that is spoken into our world. A word of promise, a word of grace, a word of hope. In Jesus' name, amen. There is another wonderful quote, much like the one, a little different than the one I just shared, that is attributed to St. Francis. You've heard of St. Francis, St. Francis of Assisi. And the quote is simple, but it is profound. It is a profound vision for living and witnessing to the work of Jesus. St. Francis once said, "Preach the gospel, and if necessary, use words." Preach the gospel, and if necessary, use words. Now, this can be particularly unnerving for pastors because we often fall in love with our words. But the sentiment and the vision that St. Francis set forth here is one I think that it would be wise for us to ponder and to discern in our lives of faith. Because you see, at its very core, what Francis is counseling us and calling us to do is nothing less than an unmistakable recognition that our lives as the followers of Jesus, how we live them, matters. Matters in our world, matters to Christ. Like you, I would imagine, I have experienced the words of others to be less than convincing at times. Whereas, like you, I would imagine I've also experienced the actions of others when combined with their words to be absolutely confirming. Words like, "I love you. I'll be here for you. I'm praying for you." You know, those and like words can be exactly what we need to hear. Words can inspire hope in our lives. They can call us to something beyond ourselves to which we can strive. They can lead us on new journeys of discovery. All of this is true. But as inspiring as words can be, they can be incomplete if they are unaccompanied by action that cement their reality. Our gospel lesson today from John is one of the most beautifully written pieces of Scripture in our Bible. It has such rich imagery. Just think of, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It has such faithful assertions like, "What has come into being in Him was life, and life was the light of all people." It has hope-filled declarations like, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." This prologue of the Gospel of John invites us into something that no other gospel does, no other gospel attempts. It is to invite us into a cosmic revelation of Jesus. And this prologue, while it is certainly one of our most cherished writings, it can also be at times abstract. And for many, perhaps those words can be lost on us. But John does something unique. Knowing that, perhaps, maybe seeking in some way to live out this vision that Francis called us to, is that this Word of God, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This Word of God, John tells us, does not come unaccompanied by action. No, in fact, it is the very Word of God of which John speaks. The Word of God, Jesus, who was alive, who lived, who lived and through His words and His activity changed lives. Jesus, the Word of God, preached about obedience, and His life was an example of obeying the will of God. We need only remember His time in the Garden of Gethsemane when He said, in the midst of the fear and the danger of going to His passion, said, "Not my will, but yours be done." Jesus preached about compassion. And His life was littered with examples of Him showering mercy and grace that went beyond the norm. Just think of the tax collector Zacchaeus, whose life He changed by welcoming him from the margins. Jesus preached about injustice, and He preached a message of justice, and His life courageously broke down the social divisions that still divide us. We think only of His time at the well with the Samaritan woman. Jesus preached about sacrifice, and His life accepted struggle and suffering for the sake of others. We need only think of His betrayal, His beating, and His cross. Jesus then still preached about God's forgiveness when He looked down from that cross and He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." Jesus preached about God's power to redeem and heal, and we only need to look at those stories that witness to this occurring in His life, whether it was Him healing Jairus' daughter, or healing the demoniac, or in the midst of such grief, bringing His friend Lazarus back to life. Indeed, it is the Word become flesh that John speaks of this morning. The Word who in His in very life embodied new life as evidenced by His resurrection. John tells us that this dynamic vision of John, of God, this dynamic vision of God's Word become flesh is also animated not simply in Jesus, but now in you. In you. God's Word and God's vision for this world is animated. It is made flesh in you. But to all who receive Him, who believe in His name, He gave the power to become the children of God. You. And so what you say about Christ, what you do because of Christ matters. In your baptism, every single one of you has been marked and claimed by God with that cross on your forehead. And God has called you to be His own, an heir of the promise of salvation. God has said to you that you matter now and forever. You matter. And so as you live out following Jesus, what you do matters. Perhaps the word for you is compassion, or hospitality, or justice, or obedience, or service, or forgiveness. These are abstract ideas, perhaps, but they are incomplete until they are given flesh in you. Compassion is given flesh through your efforts to forgive, to reconcile, and to show mercy. Hospitality is given flesh in you when you take the risk to welcome a stranger or the estranged by loving your enemy or by accepting and honoring those different from you. Justice is given flesh in you when you seek an end to those things that divide you from one another, when you see the humanity of another even amidst differences. Obedience is given flesh in you, in your pursuit of the growing in faith and closeness to Christ, as you seek those spiritual disciplines of prayer, of worship, of service, of reading Scripture. Friends, the awe-inspiring gift and amazing grace of the Word who has become flesh is this, that the Word of God becomes flesh again and again in you as you shine light, the light, into the darknesses of this world. And friends, the Word of God becomes flesh again, again, and again as the promised light of Christ is shined by others, by your neighbor, by even a stranger, even into the darknesses of your life. You are called to preach the gospel, and it is necessary for lives in our world are overcome by fear and doubt. It is necessary because people in our world are overcome by suffering and sorrow. Nations are overcome by war and strife. Families are overcome by addiction and brokenness. The poor are overcome by disease and hopelessness. Indeed, our world is overcome by darkness. And Jesus has sent you to bring flesh to the Word, to bring flesh to the light, because you matter to God's vision, because you matter to each other, because you matter to this world. Jesus calls you to share the Word. Because you matter, Jesus calls you to speak to the light. And if necessary, use words. In Jesus' name, amen.